welcome to Life Before Vinyl on Resonance 104.4 FM. This is Adrian Tuttenham, and I'm going to be your guide as we ramble through a miscellany of sounds from the forgotten past. And the theme of today's programme is going to be love. There are thousands of love songs, many of which have become timeless evergreens. But for every hit song, there were many, many more that somehow failed to hit the mark and fell by the wayside. As our first record today, I've chosen one of these, from the B-side of a Woolworths record in the late 1920s. No prizes for guessing why this one never made it into the hit parade.
My trouble to eat up is wild, it's true. But oh, I love her, I always do. She's just a modern girl, and they all call her bold. But I love her, yeah, I love her. She's got a heart of gold. And listen, all round the town, they run her down. That makes me love her all the more. They say that she is as wild as can be. That makes me love her all the more. All they do is paint the lilies whiter. If they knew, they only make me cling the tighter. All round the town, they run her down. That makes me love her all the more. All round the town, they run her down. That makes me love her all the more. They say that she is wild as can be. That makes me love her all the more. All they do is paint the lilies whiter. If they knew, they only make me cling the tighter. All round the town, they run her down. That makes me love her all the more.
That was an unnamed singer with It Makes Me Love Her All the More from a Woolworths record of the 1920s. In August 1916, a new spectacular musical show opened in London. It was called Choo Chin Chow. One of its many hit songs was a love song called Anytime's Kissing Time. And in the original production, it was sung by Aileen Dorm.
Thank you.
Aileen Dorm from the original cast of Frederick Norton's musical Choo Chin Chow, singing Anytime's Kissing Time. You're listening to Life Before Vinyl on Resonance 104.4 FM. In the 1930s, Gracie Fields was primarily known as a comedienne, but most of her records had a comedy song on one side and something a little more serious on the other. Here she is in November 1930, singing a beautifully sad love song, Dancing with Tears in My Eyes. Gracie Fields there demonstrating the power of her amazing voice. Many singers of the day made attempts to copy Gracie Fields, but most of them failed miserably. There was, however, one imitator who made such a good job of it that she actually became known as the poor man's Gracie Fields. Whenever Gracie brought out a new song on the HMV label at 2 shillings and 6 pence, a few weeks later it would be followed on the Woolworth's Sixpenny Crown label by a cover version sung by Jenny Howard. Jenny's imitations were remarkably accurate, and despite having been born in Walthamstow, she even managed to pick up Gracie's Lancashire accent. Eventually, she emigrated to Australia, where she was a very popular performer in her own right, and was awarded the AM, Member of the Order of Australia, for her charity work. Here she is in September 1935, singing a song which was actually written for Gracie Fields, by her pianist Harry Parr Davis. Love is everywhere.
Love is everywhere, like a melody without an ending. To its strains a million hearts are blending. Love is everywhere. Love is everywhere. In the magic mystery of moonlight, in the haunting splendor of a June night, love is everywhere. If by the stroke of chance my heart should find romance, I'll do my best to make it pay. I hope someday maybe this love will come to me, whatever fate may send my way. Love is everywhere, in the words these lips of mine are singing, even in the dreams the night is bringing. Love is everywhere. In this hurried life of ours, we find time to gather flowers. Sentiment is something heaven sent to bring us pleasure. In the language of each heart, one thought clearly stands apart. Love is king of every little thing our life might measure. Love is everywhere, like a melody without an ending. To its strains a million hearts are blending. Love is everywhere. Love is everywhere, in the magic mystery of moonlight, in the haunting splendor of a June night. Love is everywhere. If by a stroke of chance my heart should find romance, I'll do my best to make it stay. I hope someday maybe this love will come to me, whatever fate may send my way. Love is everywhere, in the words these lips of mine are singing, even in the dreams the night is bringing. Love is everywhere.
Jenny Howard singing Gracie Fields' song Love is Everywhere. You're listening to Life Before Vinyl on Resonance 104.4 FM. As well as the straightforward love songs, there were some interesting variations. R.P. Weston and Bert Lee were prolific writers of comedy songs in the 1920s and early 1930s, so it's not surprising that when they turned their hands to writing a love song, the result was somewhat unusual. Here is Ernest Hastings singing Matilda Mine, recorded in February of 1922.
I'm going to sing you one of the good old-fashioned serenades. I do hope you like it because, well, it's a pretty little thing. It's called Matilda Mine, the tale of an ardent lover. Matilda, I am singing to you neath your window pane. My voice has cracked the window till I know you won't complain. I have to sing to you out here, the reason why is clear. Your father won't allow me in the house, Matilda dear. Your father's most insulting, your father's most insulting. To kick against his insults, I incline. But still I never kick, Matilda, kick, Matilda, kick, Matilda. Still I never kick, Matilda mine. I want to settle down because I know I've had my fling. And you've the sort of face, dear, that wouldn't settle anything. I know I've been a night bird, and I've stayed at clubs till three. But I'll be home at 2:30 if you will marry me. I'll pull myself together, I'll pull myself together. Yes, I'll come up to scratch and pull the line. Yes, I'll come up to scratch, Matilda, scratch, Matilda, scratch, Matilda. I'll come up to scratch, Matilda mine. We'll take a little cottage, we won't dwell in marble halls. We will not live at South End, I can't stand the Winklestall. We will not live at Brighton, for it always makes me ill. Besides, Miss Taylor lives there, and I cannot pay his bill. We'll live in Bath, Matilda. We'll live in Bath, Matilda. We'll go and live in Bath, the air is fine. Yes, we will live in Bath, Matilda, Bath, Matilda, Bath, Matilda. We will live in Bath, Matilda, mine. We'll mix with all the swells, because I know your blood is blue. I know mine's only red, but still I'll have it dyed for you. We'll give a little party, quite an ultra smart affair. We'll ask the swells to dine, I'll up one song a pomme de terre. We'll mix with all the swells, dear. We'll mix with all the swells, dear. With all the swells and all the knobs we'll dine. Yes, we will mix with knobs, Matilda, knobs, Matilda, knobs, Matilda. We'll be there with knobs, Matilda, mine. So listen to me, song of love beneath the moonbeam's pale. You'll surely know, Matilda, how well I tell the tale. I swear my love is constant, yes, I swear it's not a sham. So come and hear me swear tonight beside the old mill dam. Matilda, will you meet me? Meet me by the dam at 9:30. Meet me by the dam, Matilda, dam, Matilda, dam, Matilda. Meet me by the dam, Matilda, mine.
Ernest Hastings singing Matilda Mine by the comedy songwriting duo Weston and Lee. Well, we can't leave the subject of love without a reminder of the realities of life, when it sometimes all goes wrong. Here's Angela Baddeley making a phone call to her boyfriend in June of 1928 as Kate in the call box.
Hello? 12856 Paddington. Well, I said it clear enough. 12856 Paddington. Hello? 2 pennies? 1, 2. Hello? Is that 12856 Paddington? Is that Mrs. Rigby's house? Is Mr. Mullins there? Is that you, Fred? I say, Fred, I can't come out tonight. Well, you see, Mrs. Mortimer's got a party, and she says she can't let me go because Mabel's got the whooping cough, you see. I told her you were sailing in the morning, but she says she can't help that. Well, she's in her rights. I had last night, you see. Hello? No, it's no good, Fred. She's a good old soul, really, she is. I can't leave her with no one. Still, I did want to see you, Fred. What time's your train, Fred? No, there's the washing up, you see. No, it's goodbye now, Fred, and there's no getting away from it. How are you, Fred? You're looking nice. Wearing that blue tie I give you. Oh, I wish I could see you, Fred. Hello? Yes, Fred, of course I love you. Hello? I said, of course I love you. What? Hello? 3 more minutes? Yes, of course we'll have 3 more minutes. What? Oh, more money, is it? 1. You do count beautiful, miss. 2. Hello? Fred? Well, here we are again. Oh, well, this time tomorrow you'll be on the Briny, I suppose. Will there be any gulls on the ship, Fred? I'm glad of that, Fred. Do you know what Maud said this afternoon? She said she saw you at the pictures Friday with another girl. I said that'd be your sister, Fred. But she said this girl had red hair. So I said your sister often wore a red wig Fridays because that's her day out. Who was she, Fred? No, I don't want to know, not really. Only last night you did say I was the only one, didn't you? And I thought perhaps... Hello? I see. It's all right, Fred. You've a perfect right to go to the picture. No, Fred, I'm not crying. Not suppose you'd notice it. Oh, well, I suppose I must be getting back. I wish it was last night, Fred. You think of me sometimes, Fred. Think of me washing up the dinner things and thinking of you. And I'll think of you lashed to the pillar and thinking of me. And then you see something's bound to happen. Well, goodbye, Fred. You haven't said you love me yet. Go on, dear. What's the matter with you? I don't believe you do. What about that ginger girl? Well, I love you, Fred, and I don't care who's listening. What do you do tonight before the train goes, Fred? Go to the pictures, will you? Oh, well, I wouldn't go to the pictures, Fred, if I were you, not tonight. I don't know. I wouldn't like to think of you sitting in the pictures while I'm washing up. Not only last night. I'd rather think you was moping somewhere all by yourself, Fred. Oh, dear, I did want to see you all, Fred. Well, never mind. What's 6 months when all's said and done? You'll be back soon, won't you? Then we get married. Hello? You are going to marry me, aren't you, Fred? Hello? What? 3 more minutes, yes, of course. Hello? Fred? You are going to marry me, aren't you, Fred? Well, I haven't got 2 pennies. Can't you wait a minute? I say, Fred, I've got no more coppers. You do love me, don't you, Fred? Hello? Hello? No, I haven't, and if you cut me off, young woman, I'll spit your eyes out. Fred! Fred! Are you there, Fred? Goodbye, Fred. You are going to marry me, aren't you, Fred? Hello? Hello? Yeah, what's the game? You've cut me off. Hello? Fred! Are you there, Fred? Fred! 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 Oh, dear.
Angela Baddeley as Kate in the Call Box, which also included some interesting reminders of what the telephone service was like in the 1920s. We're coming to our last record for today, but before that, there's just time to remind you that Resonance needs donations to keep the station on the air. If you would like to donate, go to Resonance's homepage and click on the Support Us link for details. We would be really grateful for any contributions you can make. So, this is Adrian Tuddenham, thanking you for listening, looking forward to your company next week, and leaving you with the love song to end all love songs, sung by the matinee idol to end all matinee idols, Maurice Chevalier.
Loves I've known are buried in the past, they couldn't last with you. None of them could ever hold me fast in the way you do. Yet their memories seem to cling to me, something from each one you bring to me. Eyes of Lisette, smile of Mignonette, the sweetness of Suzette in you displayed. Grace of Delphine, charm of Josephine, the cuteness of Pauline in you I read. Those other charms with yours need not be told, no other arms but yours could ever hold me. Lips of Lucille, beauty of Camille, you are my deal, my love forever. Eyes of Lisette, smile of Mignonette, the sweetness of Suzette that's in you displayed. Grace of Delphine, charm of Josephine, the cuteness of Pauline that's in you I read. Those other charms with yours need not be told, no other arms but yours could ever hold me. Lips of Lucille and beauty of Camille, you are my dear, my love forever.